From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 17-year-old student armed with a shotgun and a pistol opened fire at his Texas high school here in the U.S., killing 9 students and a teacher. Another 10 people were wounded. Paige Curry is a student at Santa Fe High School, southeast of Houston, where the shooting happened. She said she was not surprised.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere. I was ready to run out, but my teacher told me to hide instead, so that's what I did.
President Trump reacted to that shooting.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe.
The alleged shooter in Texas is in police custody and has been charged with murder. Series of explosions killed at least 8 civilians, wounded more than 40 others in eastern Afghanistan. Authorities have yet to identify the type of explosion. No group claiming responsibility for the bombing so far, but authorities are suspicious that the Islamic State group might be behind the attack. The terror group has carried out similar attacks before in the province. The World Health Organization warns that the Ebola outbreak in northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo is posing a very high public risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern just yet. There are 25 reported deaths from the outbreak. WHO reports 14 of 45 suspected cases of the disease have been confirmed as Ebola. This is VOA News.